So we're going to start right now. And there's two more sessions of this class, Saturday and Sunday. Is anyone here not going to be here on Saturday?
Mali nekog tko neće biti ovdje u subotu?
Okay, two people, three dvoje, people. Troje. Okay, so you'll have to purchase the DVD set.
Morat ćete kupiti DVD.
And you can place your order there. They'll send it to you, whatever yacht you're in.
Možete naručiti i oni će vam poslati. I date im neku donaciju k tome.
You're going to be here today, Varshinarda, right? Saturday and Sunday? No. Okay, of course. Okay, so it's very important because there's
jako je važno.
A lot more sections here besides this expectation method. We have what's called the application method.
Više od onoga što smo pričali o očekivanju, osim očekivanja.
How to apply the knowledge
kako,
or teach people how to apply the knowledge.
To znanje,
and also,
kako podučavati ljude.
We have what's called the need
isto
method.
Tako, imamo
how to
nešto,
determine what
zovemo,
people need to hear.
Metodom,
which is really important.
Kako da odlučimo što ljudi trebaju
čuti. Because in each country it's different.
U svakoj zemlji je to drugačije.
Like I was just speaking to a devotee before the class, and they were telling me that in the university preaching
in India,
people need to hear about time management.
Da ljudi
so they present Krishna consciousness in terms of
vremena.
Time management.
Pa stoga predstavljaju svjesnost Krišne u skladu s time.
If we do that here, it may not be something that's so interesting to people.
O upravljanju vremenom. Kada bismo to govorili ovdje, to možda u Hrvatskoj ne bi bilo zanimljivo.
In America,
primjerice,
time management's not interesting to people. They like to hear about stress management.
O vremenom nije zanimljivo ljudima.
Because everyone's stressed out. You know what stressed out means?
Upravljanje stresom. Svi su iznervirani.
It means they're an anxiety. About money, anxiety about their wives, anxiety about their children, anxiety, anxiety, anxiety. Just like a devotee came to me this morning and asked me about stress management.
He said,
how do I deal with all the politics here in Croatia?
Here's a question I had.
And I said, this is nothing. Whatever politics you experience here, you should come to India with me sometime.
Jednom sa mnom u Indiju.
And you'll see the major leagues of politics.
Vidjet ćeš kako to stvarno izgleda.
Anybody here from India? No, the Indian ladies aren't here. Right now, so. And I also said you deal with politics. I was able to explain in a Krishna conscious way.
Mogao sam
you
to
deal with stress.
Način svjestan
Krišne.
Nosimo
se
sa stresom, tako da to sve prihvatimo sa nekim smislom
the only thing you take seriously is Krishna and your relationship with him.
Sve što trebamo uzeti ozbiljno je Krišna i naš odnos s Krišnom. Sa svim ostalim što trebamo,
od svega ostalog
trebamo napraviti neku šalu.
Our relationship, the chanting of the holy names.
Uzimamo ozbiljno pjevanje svetih imena Krišne i odnos s bhaktama. A upravljanje to je šala.
And that way you don't get upset.
Na taj način se nećete uznemiriti.
Just like there's one country I go to
propovijedati.
When the temple president hears I'm coming, he takes all the brahmacharis and they go out of town.
Dolazim svi brahmacari i moraju otići iz tog grada.
Because he wants to protect them.
Jer ih želi zaštititi od mene.
Because he's afraid that I might suggest that they get married.
Da bih im mogao predložiti da se ožene.
So when I arrive in that country, I ask, what happened to all the brahmacharis?
And
they said, they've all gone on traveling sankirtan. And it happens every time I go to this particular country.
Right, Gokuljana?
We got him before the temple president got him. So anyway, that's called politics. But does it bother me? No. It's funny.
Smiješno mi je.
It's funny when you get to a place and everybody's gone
negde,
just because you're coming.
A svi odu zato da vi dolazite.
So you have to have a sense of humor.
Morate imati neki smisao
za humor. So that's called preaching according to what people's needs are. Okay. So that's
good.
We're going to teach that too.
Drugi.
But right now we're on the expectation method.
Sada smo so Om Aganat Vrandasya Gananjana
Shlakaya Chakshur. Unmeditam yena tasmai shri guru veda maha. We offer our obeisances to our spiritual masters, Divine Great Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly allowed us to present Krishna consciousness and purify our own hearts by that presentation.
Okay?
So this is called the expectation method. We're going to go over what we learned, and I'm going to teach you an easy method to remember it. Okay? Expectation method. First thing is,
najprije
you examine the person.
Trebate proučiti osobu.
And it's called Blossoming. Why is it called Blossoming? Does anyone
cvjetanje.
Remember?
Da li se no sjeća netko zašto se to tako zove?
Like a flower. Okay.
To je poput cvijeta.
You examine the person you want to blossom.
Proučavate osobu za koju želite da procvjeta. Koja je druga stvar? Sjeća li se netko?
What is the second thing you do? What? Expose.
Izložiti.
You state
znači
what the person did.
Kažete što je osoba učinila. Opišete što je ona učinila.
You just did.
Ti si upravo učinio nešto.
You could say to a kid, you just did very well in
school.
Možete
djetetu reći, baš si bio uspješan u školi.
Next one is emotion.
Sljedeće su emocije.
That makes me feel really good, really proud,
stvarno dobro,
really happy.
Stvarno ponosan, stvarno sretan.
Right? What's the next one?
Koja je sljedeća?
Yeah, it's the expectation. It's
očekivanje.
You said what?
Kaže se što?
Does anyone remember what you do? Yeah, you will be, you are becoming,
ti ćeš postati,
you set goals.
Ti ćeš biti.
Tell the person what you expect from
kažete
the future, create
osobi,
a dream.
Dakle, što očekujete od nje u budućnosti?
You are becoming a big demon.
Sna. Ti ćeš postati veliki demon.
No.
Ne.
That's what Ravana would do with his
son.
To bi
Ravana,
Hiranyakashipu would do with his
son. Sa, I Hiranyakashipu bi učinili sa svojim sinovima.
Fortunately, Hiranyakashipu never learned this technique or else we wouldn't be speaking about Prahlad Maharaj today.
Nikad nije naučio tu tehniku,
you are becoming
inače
a nice demon.
Ne bismo govorili o Prahlad Maharaji. Nije mu govorio, ti ćeš postati,
and what's
postati
the last
dobar
one?
Demon. A koja je,
endear.
Koja je posljednja? Trebamo postati dragi osobi.
Okay, let's get to the last one. Endear. Now, the way we presented this first, they all begin with one letter.
That
doesn't make it so easy to remember.
Sa slovom e.
I'm going to give you an easier method to remember this whole technique that I just dreamt up this morning.
I was thinking, you know, this is
part of teaching. And we're gonna, there's a whole unit on this. How to help people remember. So this is an excellent strategy for encouraging someone to excel.
Da nekoga ohrabrite. Da, napredujem. To
je
naravno na
engleskom. E-S-E.
I to počinje sa slovima
E-S,
E-S-E-S-E.
Just E-S, E-S-E. Alternate. Easy to remember.
Lako je za pamtiti.
You state.
Znači, proučavati. Kažete što osoba učinila.
Emotion, expression.
Emotivno izražavanje. Izrazite taj san koji očekujete. Isto tako emocije.
Isn't that easy?
Zar nije ovo lako?
It's easier than just remembering the whole thing, you know.
Puno je to
five steps,
puno je
what's the first
nego
step, what's the second step, what's the third step, what's the fourth step, fifth step.
Treći, četvrti, peti.
This is called the mind easy technique.
Ovo se zove tehnike
to help people remember
koje pomažu ljudima da
because
se sjećaju.
Because it's the teacher's responsibility
je odgovornost učitelja
to help the students remember. Remember the first thing, the philosophy was
sjećate se
you
prve stvari koje smo govorili. Mi moramo biti uzrok toga da učenici uče.
And if the students don't learn,
ako
who has
oni
failed?
Ne uče, tko nije uspio?
Okay?
Učitelj.
A good teacher, there's one dobar story
učitelj,
of a good teacher.
Ima jedna priča o dobrom učitelju.
He gave everyone a test, svima everyone in the course
ispit.
A test.
Svi su morali polagati ispit.
And everyone 90% of the people failed
I
the
90%
test.
Njih je palo.
And he picked up the test
I
and he said,
uzeo
look,
taj ispit I rekao,
this means I have failed.
Ovo znači da ja
not
nisam
you have
uspio.
Failed,
ne, niste
but
li,
I have failed.
Ne vi, nego
and he
ja.
Ripped up the test.
I onda je potrgao taj ispit.
Like to have a teacher
ispit.
Like that, isn't it?
Bilo bi super imati takvog učitelja,
would never
ne?
Fail you. But he
koji
keep
vas
teaching
nikad ne bi rušio,
so
već
ES,
podučavao tako dugo dok
examine,
ne biste naučili. Znači,
examine.
Proučavati
state what the person has done, the emotion.
Učinila,
state what you want them to do, state the dream.
Izraziti što želite da učine, opet se radi o emociji, znači dvije emocije.
Okay, it's good for you ladies who like to be emotional.
To je dobro za žene koje vole biti emocionalne.
For those who like to be emotional, we can add another E here at the end. Examine state, emotions
znači,
state, emotions and more emotions.
Za one od vas koji žele biti emotivni, trebamo staviti još jedan E na kraju. Za još više emocija i onda pokazati plać, da.
Okay. So you got that? We're gonna practice that in a minute. Okay. And these are different what we call maximizers, things that will help us be more effective when using this technique.
Da budemo učinkovitiji kada koristimo ovu tehniku.
One is
jedna je da
you have to be very purposeful. You have to look for opportunities.
Tražiti prilike.
You have to look for opportunities when someone does something
kada
well.
Kada netko učini nešto dobro, moramo to prepoznati.
In other words, always be looking.
Uvijek trebamo tražiti.
Always be looking. Just like the other day, we were chanting Mangalarti.
Neki dan smo pjevali za Mangalartik.
And this nice devotee was playing the accordion. So afterwards, I went up to him and said, thank you very much. You did a nice job. I really like it. Of course, I didn't employ the whole technique and say, you're going to be an expert accordion player later. You're
going to
win the world championship accordion. But sometimes we do this with Gandharvika, right?
To radimo s Gandharvikom, zar ne?
You're the best singer. You're going to be a great singer.
Ti ćeš biti divna pjevačica.
And sometimes we do this. The pretty is a swimmer.
You're going
to try to win the Olympics.
Ponekad se to radi plivačima koji žele osvojiti, pobijediti na
Olimpijskim igrama. Because people can do things. Like that's, see, Prabhupada did this, and we're going to show you how Prabhupada did this. Prabhupada actually pushed people to give more than 100% and to excel. And we're going to show you exactly what we mean from Prabhupada's letters in a second.
Express
expectations creatively.
That
means there's different ways of doing it. You can say it to someone, you are becoming this. Write them a note.
Napisati neku poruku.
I can see, you know, you're going to be a great student in the future. Call him on the phone.
Možete ga nazvati na telefon.
Send him a present.
Poslati im neki poklon.
Different things you can do. Pick your words very carefully.
Trebate pažljivo birati riječi.
And very important.
I jako važno.
You look at someone.
Kad gledate u nekoga.
When you're blaspheming them.
Morate gledati u osobu kada želite da
ga svijeta. Give me
an example. Dati ću vam primjer.
You're going to blaspheme him.
Sada ćemo učiniti da on procvjeta.
You're becoming a good devotee.
Ti postaješ divan bhakta.
You're becoming a very good devotee. It doesn't work. It doesn't work unless you look at someone.
Ne funkcionira ako ne gledate osobu u oči.
Okay. Body language, we already described this.
Već smo to
lean forward, usually palms up.
Podignete dlanove.
Touch others appropriately. We don't want like men touching the women, women touching the men, and all sorts of problems.
Ne da muškarci dodiruju
žene. But there's an appropriate way to express emotion.
Pravila način da se izraze emocije.
Do it appropriately. Expect the best from everybody.
Trebamo od svih očekivati ono najbolje.
Don't expect less than the best.
Ne bismo trebali očekivati manje od najboljeg.
I'll give you an example.
Daću vam primjer.
I had one disciple who was.
Imao sam učenika.
Let's see. She became a devotee.
Učenicu koja je postala bhakta.
In this place called Hawaii.
Na Havajima.
Hawaii is the weirdest place Hawaii on the planet.
Hawaii je najčudnije mjesto na planetu.
That's sometimes said.
Ponekad je rečeno
that if you turn the United States on its side, everything that's loose goes to California.
Da sve što je loše u Sjedinjenim državama odlazi u Kaliforniju.
And then everything that falls off of there goes to Hawaii.
A sve što otpada od tamo odlazi na Hawaii.
Sometimes you call California the fruit and nut state. You know, nuts.
Kalifornija se ponekad zove zemlja luđaka.
So she became a devotee in Hawaii, and she was more like a hippie when she became a devotee.
Bila je hippie kad je postala bhakta.
She was living like in a hippie ashram. Okay?
Živjela je u nekoj vrsti hippie ashrama.
So then she joined the movement.
Pridružila se pokretu.
And then I encouraged her.
I ohrabrio sam je.
To go back and get education to become a psychologist.
Da postane psiholog, da se obrazuje i postane psiholog.
And she went to the university.
I otišla je na sveučilište.
And I told her, you know, you can be number one in your class.
Ti ćeš biti
najbolja u svojem razredu. And her class had 10,000 people in it. It's a big university.
To je bilo veliko sveučilište s 10,000 ljudi.
The whole university had 30,000-40,000 people in it. It's a big university.
Imalo 30 do 40,000 ljudi. To je stvarno veliko sveučilište.
And I kept encouraging her in that way. And she graduated number one amongst 10,000 students.
Ti ćeš biti najbolja među 10,000 ljudi u svojoj generaciji.
And now she's getting her PhD in psychology.
Sada
she's
radi doktorat iz psihologije. Pomoći će baktama na mnoge načine.
Here's some examples of how Prabhupada used these techniques.
Koristio te tehnike.
Look at this. These are letters from Prabhupada.
Ovo su Prabhupadina pisma.
So this is something that Prabhupada, of course, I'm not saying that Prabhupada took my course.
Ne kažem da je Prabhupada slijedio.
But Prabhupada knew because he's connected with super soul, connected with Krishna.
Prabhupada
knew human psychology. So he says,
it's
a letter to Upendra. My dear
Upendra,
send my blessings. I'm glad to hear that you are released now. This I expected when you came. I entrusted the matter to Krishna to give you release. Anyway, Krishna has been so merciful upon you that he has taken you out of the state laws. You have shown a very great example in sticking yourself to chanting Hare Krishna while you were in tribulation.
So that's,
he was in prison this guy, this devotee. And Prabhupada is showing emotion there. You've shown a very great example. I'm very pleased with you. Follow this practice all along your life, and surely Krishna will accept you into the kingdom of God back to Godhead. There's the dream right there, right?
Nazad Bogu. Pretty good. Ovo je bio san, jel da? Prilično dobro.
Your strong desire is another letter. To serve me is very beautiful. There's that emotion your prophet is appreciating and recognizing simultaneously. You're serving me means serving Krishna. I am also your servant, so I cannot accept your service from you or from any of my disciples. I accept service from my disciples on behalf of
Krishna.
I'm just going to take the blossoming there. I am very happy for your nice spiritual sentiments. You are doing very nicely, more than having a temple. Continue this program in cooperation with your other God brothers and God sisters, and Krishna will make you very happy. You six together are doing so nicely that I am very much proud of you. In other words, here's the dream. Krishna will make you very happy. There's the emotion at the end. There's the emotion in the beginning. Prabhupada doesn't always follow precisely the same pattern. He's spontaneous in his application. So when you learn the technique, you'll be spontaneous too. It's not that you're going to come up to someone and say, okay, number one, look at you. Number two, what did you do nice? You did it nice. That's the Vaidhi platform. You know the Vaidhi platform of blossoming? That means rules and regulations. We want you to become raganugas. Do all this spontaneously. Like I practiced it and it comes out for me spontaneously. I don't even have to think about it. And the devotees who know me know that I do this all the time. And it's honest, it's not just a trick.
Iskreno,
I thank you very much. Here's another one.
Puno ti zahvaljujem. Evo još jednog pisma.
I thank you very much for installing Radha Giridhari.
Instalirao Radha Giridhari.
There's the recognition, the examination, and the emotion.
I emocije.
Here's another one. It gives me so much pleasure. There's more emotion.
Zadovoljava. To, evo još jedna emocija.
I mean, Prabhupada said to you, it gives me pleasure.
To mi pruža zadovoljstvo. To je
of your life, right?
Savršenstvo vašeg
your
života,
spiritual master says,
ako vam vaš duhovni
I'm angry with you, that
kaže,
is a problem in your life.
Onda će, doći do problema
it gives me
životu.
Pleasure. Wow.
To mi daje
I gave Prabhupada pleasure.
Ja sam učinio, ja sam,
I want to see my disciples all over the world introduce
želim
two items, opening Radha Krishna temples and Ratha-yatra festivals. There's the dream. Please do everything cooperatively. There's another one. You will be happy. Your countrymen will be happy and all living entities will be happy.
Pretty good, isn't it?
Here's another one. I've studied your activities while in Honolulu. Studied. Gives me great pleasure to find such devotees qualified as you are in our society. There's another nice praise from Prabhupada. I wish you to execute responsibilities in the future in the matter of our society's multi-activities. There's the future there. Prabhupada didn't put emotion at the end. Here's another one. I have studied your statements in the papers, and you have repeated my ideas, and at the same time sounded like a politician. And this combination is very effective. You are certainly the right man for this preaching work. There's the statement. I am very much encouraged by this political field. There's the emotion. I do not need to tell you to push on with this work and serious concentration because I see you are already determined. There's another appreciation at the end. And then there's direction that Prabhupada is giving.
Usmjerenje koje Prabhupada daje.
Okay. Okay. So those are some examples of how Prabhupada utilized these different methods of blossoming. Okay?
Da drugi procvjetaju.
Okay, so here,
evo sada,
I want each and every one of you, we're going to take 5 minutes, to write down
napiše
some expectations your parents had for you, positively or negatively,
bilo pozitivna, bilo negativna,
and how they affected
i kako
you.
Su ona, utjecala na vas.
In other words, your parents
drugim
said,
liječima, ako su vaši roditelji
you're
rekli,
just going to be a big mess your whole life.
Ti ćeš biti, užasno neuredan cijeli svoj život.
Or your parents said you're going to be a great
rekli,
devotee when you grow
ti ćeš
up.
Biti
Whose parents
bakta,
said you're going to be a great devotee?
Veliki bakta kad odrasteš. Čiji roditelji su to rekli?
Mother. Good mother.
To je bila dobra majka.
My mother said,
moja majka
you're
going to
be a good doctor when you grow up.
Ti ćeš biti dobar doktor kad odrasteš.
And I said no.
A ja sam rekao ne.
So her blossoming didn't work.
Ono, njezini pokušaj nisu bili učinkoviti.
Because she didn't know the technique.
Jer
thank
ona
God.
Nije znala, hvala Bogu nije znala tehniku koju treba primijeniti.
She said you're going to listen to me
rekla
and do what I say and I said why?
I raditi što ja kažem,
and
a ja
she said because you're
zašto.
My mother. Because I'm your mother.
A ona rekla zato
and I said
ja
why?
Tvoja
what
majka.
Does that mean?
A ja sam pitao pa zašto, što to znači?
So
ona
that's not
nije znala što
so
bi rekla.
Describe the expectations
znači,
your parents had for you, how they affect you, write it down.
Očekivanja vaših roditelja i zapišite ih.
Two or three or four people what they were.
I onda ćemo dvoje ili troje od vas pitati koja su to
take
očekivanja bila.
5 minutes you got.
Imate 5 minuta.
You can write it down, go cool to them. Your parents wanted you to be a yogi when you were young? What's that? No problem. Okay, got another 2 minutes. What's that? Yeah, put some flute music. Put Krishna playing his flute, if you have it. His mobile phone is playing a tune too. Okay, I think we had enough time. Okay, who wants to volunteer?
Imamo dobrovoljca možda?
Does anyone want to volunteer? Yes.
Željeli su da budem dobar i ljubazan. Željeli su da poštujem starije.
And gurus.
Da budem dobar učenik, da pomažem roditeljima njihovim poslovima, da naučim razne vještine.
And did you fulfill their expectations?
Jesu li ispunio njihove očekivanja?
Yeah.
Većinom, da.
Okay, anyone else?
Još netko?
Yeah.
Očekivali su da budem uspješna u školi i sportu. A ja sam zbog toga imala osjećaj da moram ispuniti njihova očekivanja čitavo vrijeme.
Yeah, that,
i to je bio priličan
napor za mene. Dakle,
ovo je dobar primjer, to je pogrešan način primjene očekivanja.
That's called a guilt trip, you know.
To se zove izazivanje osjećaja krivnje.
Really my daughter, really my
ako
son, you'll do this.
Ako si stvarno moja kćer ili moj sin, ti ćeš učiniti to i to.
And that's too much pressure.
A to je preveliki.
You have to give people the dream and let them
trebamo
fulfill the dream.
Trebamo ljudima dati san i onda prepustiti njima da ga ispune.
Okay, I'll give you a negative expectation
evo,
my parents had of me. Okay?
Jedno negativno očekivanje koje su moji ljudi imali, moji roditelji imali od mene.
When I was young,
kada sam bio mlad,
I never cleaned my room properly.
Nikada nisam pravilno čistio svoju sobu.
I always made a mess
uvijek
in my room.
Uvijek sam napravio nered.
And my mother would say,
a moja
you're a mess.
Bi rekla, ti si neuredan.
And you know, it's just like your room looks like a pig's
tvoja
sty.
Soba izgleda kao ko svinjac.
Know, so, to this day,
i do
and my disciples will tell you this, when they clean up after me, everything is thrown all over the place.
Da, kada čiste za mnom, da je sve
where's some of the devotees
porazbacano naokolo?
Where's that? Is Adi Lila here? There, isn't it?
Zar nije tako?
We throw everything all over the
sve
place.
Pobacam, pod svuda.
So that expectation came true.
To očekivanje se ispunilo.
Anybody else have an expectation that's interesting?
Imali još neko
that their parents gave them?
Zanimljivo očekivanja koje su im roditelji dali. They never had any big expectations. They never meddled in my life. They always allowed me to make my own decisions about enrolling at college or picking a partner. Therefore, I always felt guilty if I made something wrong because I thought that by doing something wrong I would hurt them, their feelings.
And that's why you joined the Krishna consciousness.
I zato si došao pokret za svjesnost Krishne.
Very good.
Jako dobro.
So any other expectations? Yes.
Ima još koje očekivanje? Moja majka imala jednu vrstu očekivanja, a otac drugu.
He said his mother had one expectation, his father had another, and therefore he became a comedian.
I zato on postao komičar. Moja majka željela da uvijek postanem gospodin, da budem dobar sin, da se brinem za nju i druge. A moj otac je samo želio da budem dobar glazbenik. You fulfilled both. Možda prije no što sam došao bhakti jogu. Dok sam živio u hramu neko vrijeme, možda sam bio malo težak prema ženama. Možda taj dio
nisam. But I think that you responded to both those conflicting expectations.
Ali mislim da se na ta dva različita očekivanja odgovorio tako što si postao komičar.
You find that actors, comedians,
glumci,
musicians, singers,
i glazbenici,
dancers, generally they have conflicting things in their past.
Konfliktne stvari sa prošlosti i sa sukobima se
nose.
U stvari to izlaze na taj način. Ti njihovi problemi izlaze na taj način.
Daksha is the best.
Daksha je najbolji komičar.
And I can see he's becoming a very great comedian.
Postaje jako dobar.
And in the future,
i u budućnosti, on će
he will be the best. He'll win the Euro Comedian Contest.
I onda će osvojiti osvojiti na evropskom natjecanju.
Yes, and I'm very happy to be associated with him.
Jako mi je drago da se družim s njime.
Okay, that was blossoming.
Dakle, to je bio dio kada
okay, this we already did.
Ovo smo već učinili.
Who blossomed you? We're not going to ask you to write this down.
Nećemo vas pitati da ovo zapišete.
Who blossomed you most in your life? Anybody want to raise their hands and tell us?
Tko je najviše utjecao na vas u vašem životu da vi prosvjetate?
Your father.
Moj otac.
Not your guru.
Ne tvoj guru.
Okay, that's good. Now your guru chastises you too much.
A tvoj guru te previše kori.
That's me, of course.
To sam ja, naravno.
I can say that about me, but I can't say that about anyone else. Guru's too heavy on you. So.
Guru je pretežak prema tebi.
So anyone else was who?
Prabhupad, jer je postavio tako visoke standarde. I bio sam inspiriran da ih slijedim.
Okay. Anyone else? Yes.
My majka. My mother,
so your mother
bila guru za mene.
Very good. Very good. Anyone else before we go on?
Još neko.
Yes. The Vaishnavas. Yes. Yes. Your
Sankirtan leader. Uvijek mi govorio. Ove stvari koje
you will one day become the best Sankirtan devotee.
Da ćeš jednog dana postati najbolji Sankirtan bhakta. Vidim da će da ćeš biti veliki propovjednik i da gospodin Chaitanya ima veliki plan za tebe. Kako se on zove?
Oh, that's nice. Haribo, so that's how you do it. I can see.
Dakle,
he was working a job.
Radi.
What was your job?
Je, dobro, što je bio tvoj posao? Ja sam guro kolice s rubljem u bolnici.
He was an orderly in the hospital. An orderly is someone who just like takes the laundry around in the hospital
znači,
and cleans up, right?
Znači, u bolnici je vozio te rublje.
And then this devotee saw the good qualities. And he said, I can see in the future you're going to be a good preacher in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan army. That's really blossoming. You're pushing these wheels so nicely. I can see you're going to have a cart of books someday and push the books around and distribute a lot of books. That's blossoming. Yeah. That's perfect.
I bit će takav.
That's perfect. He gave him a dream.
Dao mu je san. On je cijenio moje.
Yeah, he appreciated whatever little thing he did and gave him a dream that he could fulfill. And now you're one of the big book distributors, right?
I sada si veliki djelitelj knjiga. Ma ne tako veliki,
but you're going to become very big.
Ali postaćeš jako veliki.
Yes. You're going to become one of the biggest.
Postaćeš jedan od najboljih.
I know it.
Znam to.
Okay. Okay, let's go on to the next point. Okay, here's a question for each and every one
evo,
of us. I'm not going to ask you to write it down, but think to yourself,
today, za sebe.
After this class, who can
nakon
you blossom? Who
seminara,
can you go out and encourage
koga
Krishna
ohrabriti u svjesnosti Krishne? Na koga vi možete utjecati?
Maybe your child, maybe your husband, maybe your wife.
Možda na dijete, na muža, na
maybe
svoju
even your
ženu.
Guru.
Možda čak i na svojega gurua.
You know, because gurus
jer
need encouragement too.
I guruji također trebaju ohrabrenje.
No, they don't need to be told.
Ne treba
ti you're the best guru.
Ti si najbolji guru.
That they hear all the time.
Oni to čuju stalno.
You know, that was a nice class and I can see you're
da,
getting
bilo
better, whatever.
Da, bilo lijepo predavanje i vidim da napreduješ bilo što.
One day you're going to be, you know, the acharya.
Jednog dana ćeš biti acharya.
And even the demigods will offer obeisances to you.
Čak će i polubogovi tebi odavati poštovanje.
But everybody likes appreciation.
Ali svatko voli
it's an interesting
cijenjen
thing about human nature.
To je zanimljiva stvar u ljudskoj prirodi.
Conditioned human nature.
Uvjetovanost ljudske prirode.
We love to hear about
mi
ourselves,
volimo
right?
Volimo slušati o sebi, zar ne?
It's our favorite topic.
To je naša najdraža tema.
The problem with the Bhagavad Gita, it's not
problem
about us.
S Bhagavad Gita je tome što ona ne govori o nama.
It's a real difficult book to read.
To je stvarno teška knjiga za čitati.
If it was the Me Gita, it would be very easy to read the Gita, right?
Da se zove Ja Gita, bilo bi jako lako čitati Gitu.
Why do people go to astrologers?
Zašto ljudi odlaze astrologima?
Does anyone know?
Zna li netko?
To hear about themselves.
Da bi slušali o sebi.
I mean, I don't care about your horoscope, I want to hear my horoscope.
Baš me briga za tvoj horoskop, želim čuti svoj horoskop.
You know, why do people go to palmists, astrologers?
Zašto zašto
me.
Dopuštaju da im se čita iz dlanova zbog sebe.
Anyway, so we're not talking about simply getting into someone's
ovdje
false ego, but encouraging people because people
da
want to
na nečiji lažni ego, već da želimo ohrabriti ljude jer ljudi vole da ih se cijeni.
Good appreciation.
Jedno dobro uvažavanje.
Okay, here's some discussion topics. Why do some of us expect the worst rather than the best of someone? Anybody have any answers to that?
Imali netko možda odgovor na to?
Yeah.
Jesu ih roditelji tako naučili?
Because that was how they learned.
Jer to tako su oni naučili da se to radi.
And therefore they continue that in their relationship with devotees. They
become fault
finders.
Društvo bhakta. Oni postoji oni koji traže greške. Kad vidimo nekog baktu,
before we find fault, we should list all the good things that they've done and all the good
grešku,
qualities
trebamo,
they have.
Trebamo se prisjetiti svih dobrih stvari i dobrih odlika.
Before you correct anyone,
te osobe, prije
tell
nego
them
ispravimo
well.
Bilo koga trebamo reći što su dobro učinili.
We have learned to expect the worst.
Mi smo naučili očekivati.
We need to change it.
Najgore i trebamo to promijeniti.
Okay, so now comes practice.
A sada
time.
Dolazi vrijeme vježbanja.
So, we want to break out
sada ćemo
in pairs.
Se
pick someone who's
parove,
next to you. Doesn't matter whether it's your friend
stoji,
ko or enemy.
Pokraj vas, ne radi, nije važno li to vaš prijatelj ili neprijatelj.
And you're going to blossom them.
I sada ćete
first one
ta
person
osoba prosvjeta.
Be the Najprije, person who blossoms
jedna,
and the other person
ta
be the person
cvjeta,
who is
druga,
blossomed.
On,
you understand?
Ona, druga osoba okay. će biti ona koja čini da netko
one
prosvjeta.
Is the person who uses the techniques on the other person, then you switch.
Koja primjenjuje tehniku na drugoj, a onda
okay,
ćete zamijeniti
remember,
mjesto.
Five things.
Znači, tih pet stvari. Pet koraka.
Okay, we're going to give you 2 minutes and then we'll switch.
Dvije minute i onda ćete zamijeniti mjesto.
2 minutes to blossom someone else. You examine them.
Dakle, proučavate osobu.
You state your emotional E-S-E. Remember? E-S-E-S-E. Examine.
Znači, istražite osobu.
Emotions.
Proučite osobu. Kažete ono lijepo o njoj. Kažete očekivanja.
I'm sorry. State the expectation and then emotions again.
A zatim ponovno emocije.
Remember, look at the other person. Nobody's looking at the other person.
Morate gledati u drugu osobu.
You're looking at your notes instead of the other person.
Gledate u svoje bilješke, a ne u osobu.
Examine them, find something that they did well.
Pronađite nešto što su dobro učinili.
State it.
Recite što je to
show
bilo.
How you appreciate it.
Recite koliko ih cijenite.
Give them a dream.
Dajte im neki
a
san.
Future. And then show your emotions, yeah.
I pokažite svoje emocije.
Yeah. You can talk a little to examine each other, yeah. Okay, E-S-E-S-E. Examine.
Dakle, proučite osobu.
Emotion.
Izrazite očekivanja.
State.
Emocija.
The expectation of the dream.
Izrazite očekivanje sna.
And emotion again.
I ponovno dolazi emocija.
E-S-E-S-E. Okay, let's switch sides now.
Sada zamijenite mjesta.
I want the other side.
Želim
switch
da
people.
Druga osoba.
In other words, the person who is blossoming should be the person who becomes blossomed.
Ona osoba koja je sada činila to procvjetavanje, sada treba sama procvjetati.
everybody finished?
Jesu li završili?
Everyone's having such a good time.
Svi se toliko zabavljaju.
It's nice to be blossomed.
Lijepo je cvjetati.
Don't have anyone? You can do it to yourself. Take a mirror. Okay. That's it. Boss. Haribo.
Okay, Toto.
Okay. Okay. Finish blossoming. You can do more after class.
Možete nastaviti poslije seminara.
And I'll expect each and every one of you to do that with me after the seminar.
Ću očekivati da svatko od vas to čini meni nakon seminara.
Okay. I did. Okay. All right. And what did everyone think about that? That was pretty blissful, wasn't it?
Želim da razmislite o tome. Bilo je prilično, bilo
je. Did you all feel encouraged?
Osjećate li se ohrabreno?
Yep. Okay. Very good. Okay. How to deal with someone just coming to Krishna consciousness?
Kako se obhoditi s nekom ko
I demonstrated that yesterday.
To sam pokazao jučer.
When I was talking about Gokul Chandra's girlfriend.
O djevojci Gokul Chandre.
How to get people to chant more.
I kako navesti ljude da više mantraju. Što sam rekao?
I said, don't chant.
Rekao sam toj djevojci, nemoj mantrati.
I said, because automatically, you're a devotee at heart.
Ti si već
automatically you will chant. I know you will chant. I have faith that you will chant.
Ja imam vjeru to da ćeš automatically. Mantrati ćeš automatski.
You'll set up your altar automatically. I have no problem. I'm not worried about it. That's the opposite of guilt trip.
Uopće se ne brine zbog toga.
And the next day she was chanting and set up her altar.
I sljedeći dan ona već mantrala i postavljala svoj oltar.
And her boyfriend said, now I'm worried. My girlfriend's making more progress spiritually than I am.
Brinem se, moja djevojka brže napreduje od mene.
Is that true?
Zar ne?
He said, I'm really having an inferiority complex now.
Sad imam stvarno kompleks manje vrijednosti.
So it works.
Znači ovo funkcionira.
Why do we like bad news rather than good news gossip? That's how we've been programmed.
Koji su loši nego dobri. Zato što smo tako programirani.
Newspapers usually about, envy.
Ali isto tako i iz zavisti. Da, naravno iz zavisti.
The newspaper is usually about bad news.
Su pune loših vijesti.
When did you ever read in the newspaper that a Hare Krishna devotee made spiritual advancement and loves Krishna?
Bhakte napredovali u duhovnom životu nikada.
Okay. Okay, here we go. What are the good visions that a devotee should have about the future for himself?
Bhakta treba imati u budućnosti za sebe.
What, in other words, affirmations for yourself internally.
Give me some. Za sebe. Da čujemo neke afirmacije. Ima li neko netko neke?
What?
Možda da ćemo nadići neke zapite.
I'm going to overcome this anartha.
Ja ću nadići ovu anartu.
I'm going to chant purely. Every day I'm going to increase the quality of my chanting and chant pure.
Svaki dan ću povećati kvalitetu svojeg mantranja.
What's another one?
Koja je još jedna?
I'm going to be going back up. This is my last birth in this world.
Ovo je moje posljednje rođenje u ovom svijetu.
That's the future I'm trying to try. Gradually I'm going to come to that point. Another affirmation. I will develop love for Krishna.
Razvit ću ljubav prema Krishni.
Yeah.
Služit ću Bhakti.
Yeah, I'm going to become a servant of the devotee and serve with devotion.
Postaću sluga Bhakti i služiti spredanošću.
Just give yourself a dream like that.
Trebamo se
these positive affirmations are very good, even if you have psychological problems.
Dobre, čak i ako imamo
usually someone
problema. Obično,
who is in a depressed state has all these negative thoughts about themselves.
Ima negativne misli o samoj sebi.
I am stupid. I am useless. I am worthless. I will never be a good devotee.
Ja nikada neću biti dobar bhakta.
If you write down positive affirmations for yourself and you repeat them in your mind sometimes as mantras, they'll really help you even out of psychological problems.
Da
Krishna conscious-wise. I'm going to chant purely.
Na način svjestan Krishne. Ja ću mantrati čisto.
Okay. Use List words you use when you were expressing emotion. Okay, so let's try some of these. One is, of course, I am proud. What is another one? When you're expressing emotions towards someone else, that you're pleased that they did something. What can you say?
Koje su riječi? Recimo, možemo reći ponosan sam, sretan ili sretna.
What?
Zadovoljan, zadovoljna.
Inspired.
Inspiriran.
What's another one? Pleased.
Zadovoljan.
What? I'm glad.
Drago mi je.
I'm in ecstasy.
Zadivljen sam.
What? Surprise?
Iznenađen.
That's like, I'm shocked.
Kao, ja sam zaprepašten.
I'm shocked that you chanted your rounds
da
today.
Da si mantrao svoje krugove danas.
Surprise is really not such a good one. Like, I'm surprised you finished your rounds today.
Iznenađen baš I nije neka. Iznenađen sam što si mantrao krugove. To baš I nije neka pozitivna riječ. Jer trebamo očekivati najbolje.
I appreciate.
Cijenim.
What? Yeah, enchanted. What? Enchanted.
Ja sam očaran.
It's an interesting one.
Zanimljiva riječ.
It's a romantic word.
Malo romantična.
I'm enchanted.
Očaran sam.
So, I'm ecstatic.
Ekstazi sam.
Grateful, you know.
Zahvalan.
I'm thrilled.
Ushićen.
All these words like
Sve
are good emotional words.
Su dobre emotivne
it depends
riječi.
On the relationship.
O odnosu.
You know, if you have a superior relationship ako like spiritual master, you'll use the word I'm proud of you.
Nadređeni položaj, ako se recimo duhovni učitelj, onda će reći, ponosan sam
like
na tebe. Jako sam zadovoljan što imam takvog učenika.
Okay. Think about it. You don't have to tell me what person would you like to blossom. You don't have to do this
right
now.
Za koju biste željeli da ona
but I want each and every person to blossom someone today after the class.
Da svatko od vas, učini da netko drugi
it can be your friend,
ovog seminara
prosvijeta. Husband, spiritual
to može biti
master.
Vaš prijatelj, duhovni učitelj,
look at some of my disciples. I want some
ja gledam neke
praise.
Svoje učenike.
Nobody appreciates me.
Nitko me ne cijeni.
It could be anyone.
Može biti,
anyone
bilo
you meet. It can actually even be
to može biti
that lady at
ona,
the front gate there. Like
ona
her name is Marcia.
Na ulazu, zove se Marcia.
Right? Marcia. You can just go to her and say,
možete otići do nje
wow,
I reći,
I mean, you're doing
wow,
such a great job.
Radiš tako
the devotees really love
posao,
you.
Bakte te stvarno vole.
And you can say, you know, you're in the future, you're going to be
I
you know, be part of the camp.
Ti ćeš biti dio kampa.
I can see that.
Ja to vidim.
Maybe.
Možda.
Why not? Of course, if she gets every one of you
Naravno.
Saying the same thing, she's going to understand we're weird.
Mislim će da smo čudni ako bi svatko
okay,
nas
so plan on doing it with someone today. Okay?
Znači, planirajte da to učinite na nekom danas.
Come back
danas.
Tomorrow,
vratite
and we're going to ask you how you did it or who you did it to.
Pitat ćemo vas kome ste to učinili.
Here's the final question. How to blossom someone who is completely broken,
kako
completely
učiniti neko,
hopeless, depressed?
Učiniti da netko procvijeta ako
very
je potpuno slomljen
easy. Find something
I depresivan.
They do well,
pronađite nešto
because
što su
practically
učinili dobro.
Everyone does something
jer svatko
well.
Je sigurno učinio nešto dobro.
Even we hear about Ravana.
Čak I kad čujemo o Ravani.
Ravana had many bad qualities.
Ravana imao mnoge loše odlike.
Like he kidnapped girls.
Oteo je, otimao je djevojke.
Ate brahmanas for
jeo
lunch.
Jeo je brahmane za ručak.
And dinner.
I večeru.
And breakfast.
I doručak.
But he had some good qualities.
Ali imao je neke dobre kvalitete.
You know, Ravana chanted Sanskrit very
Ravana
nicely.
Ravana jako lijepo recitirao
it's described
Sanskrit.
In the Ramayana.
Opisano
je
Ramayani.
That sometimes when the demigods wanted someone expert coming to their sacrifices, they would invite Ravana to chant.
Polubogovi željeli da netko tko je vješt u tome dođe na žrtvovanje, pozvali bi Ravanu da
mantra. My dear Ravana,
mantra.
You chant so beautifully.
O, dragi moj Ravana, ti tako divno recitiraš mantra.
I can see you're going to become a true follower of the Vedas in the future.
Da ćeš u budućnosti postati istinski sljedbenik Veda. Tko zna, možda bi to I funkcioniralo.
Here's an example how Prabhupada did it.
Primjera kako je to Prabhupada
činio. Prabhupada was giving a class.
Prabhupada je držao predavanje.
It was in New York in 26 Second Avenue.
To je bilo u New Yorku u 20.
As he was speaking about Krishna, a drunk came in the door.
Dok je govorio o Krišni,
jedan pijanac došao. You all know what a drunk is? That means a drunk person. Person
znači,
who's been drinking
pijana
vodka.
koja, dakle, osoba koja je pila
and he
voču,
stumbled in the door.
I on je
interrupted the class.
Otituro, kroz
the person stumbled into the bathroom, but he had brought with him
kuponu,
some toilet paper, you know, some paper for the bath for the
papira,
toilet.
To,
and Prophet said, yes,
I
he's done
rekao
nice
da
service.
Učinio lijepu službu.
See, Prophet saw the good quality, Pravopad one good quality,
jednu dobru,
the only good quality practice this person had, he did some service,
he
praised him for
it,
accepted
it.
Person might be sitting here right now, one of you. Maybe that drunk took birth again. Did any of you have problems with drinking before you joined the movement?
Ste imali problema s pijenjem, s pićem prije nego što ste se pridružili pokretu. Možda to netko od vas ne možete to znati.
All right, that's the end of that section.
Dakle, ovo je kraj tog dijela.
The next section is called the law of application. Very, very important law.
Jako važan zakon.
What this means... that why do we learn spiritual
zašto
information?
Učimo duhovne informacije? Koja je svrha toga?
To apply in our lives
da bismo ih
primijenili
u svojem
so
životu i
podučavali
druge, tako da oni to isto mogu učiniti.
Theoretical.
To nije nešto teoretski.
So when we preach,
kada propovjedamo,
and I'll explain, we preach that the devotee will become perfect in Krishna consciousness. I'm explaining the philosophy to you.
Objašnjavam vam
this is not a philosophical class, this is a practical class. But when I give a philosophical class, I'm explaining the philosophy in such a way that you will rise through the different stages of Krishna consciousness, like we gave that class last year in the Madhurya Kanambani. Was anyone in that class last year? I was giving that class so you would come to prema, ultimately. So that's why we present philosophy, not for the sake of just information. If you're just interested in getting information or speaking information, that's just jnana.
It
has to be applied. Vijnana is applied. And the second reason is the devotee can be equipped. We learn philosophy to bring others to Krishna consciousness. So we have to examine that. How many people, we see many devotees come and go in the movement, but how many people are following after 10 years? What percentage? Very low percentage.
Because
they haven't learned to apply. How many times do people go to a class and a few hours later don't follow or neglect the teachers? A lot of times. Right? Okay. So, Here's the maxims or the foundational principles behind this lesson. The central reason for spiritual information is to apply that spiritual information. Application again is the responsibility of whom? The teacher. I have to teach you to apply it. If I just give you the philosophy without teaching you how to apply it, I've done half the job.
Ako vas podučim filozofiju, ali vas nisam naučio kako da to primijenite, učinio sam pola posla.
Okay, here's a question.
Evo jednog pitanja.
Application and information should be balanced.
Primjena informacije i informacija moraju biti u ravnoteži. U
posljednjem
predavanju
koje ste
dali, pitajte se
what percentage of application and what percentage was just philosophy without application?
Na filozofiju bez primjene.
What do you think is a good
balance? I što
mislite
da je neka dobra ravnoteža? Pitam sve vas.
Should it be 50-50?
Da li treba biti
20% application, 80% information?
80% informacije?
Can anyone guess?
Može li netko pokušati pogoditi?
Okay, that's good.
20-80.
Something like that.
20 na filozofiju i 80
ideally there should be roughly 45
bi
to 70%
znači,
application
bi
in a presentation.
Biti oko 45-70%
that's shocking.
Od 45-70% primjene u
nekoj
prezentaciji.
If you read Prabhupada's lectures, you'll see that Prabhupada does that.
Ako vidimo Prabhupadine lekcije,
Prabhupada will mix the application with the philosophy.
On bi miješao primjenu sa filozofijom.
You know, application also
tako,
focuses instruction. In other words, you have to adjust the application according to the needs of your students. If you are preaching, I remember there was one sannyasi who was preaching renunciation. He went into a grahastha community and he started telling all the grahasthas, you know, what sannyasis do say sometimes. Pumsa, striya, mituni, babame, tam, tayo, armato, ridiya, grantiha, atogra, etc. sutapta, vatara, janasya, moho, yamaha, mameti. Does anyone know that verse?
Zna li netko ovaj stih?
He said to the poor grihastas.
Tim jadnim grihastama.
You put a man and a woman together.
Ako staviš muškarca i ženu zajedno.
And there's a knot in the heart that becomes
jako
tight.
Nije u srcu, onda,
and so they practically put a knot around that sannyasi's neck
zapravo
after class.
Nakon predavanja su stavili omču
oko
njegovog vrata, zato je
preaching application
on nije,
according to the
on
needs of the students.
On nije propovjedao primjenu u skladu sa potrebama učenika.
Okay. And of course we have
I naravno,
to show the shastric basis for the application.
I šastričku podlogu za,
and an application that we are using ourselves affects the students. We are able
ono
to transmit that information to the students better. The purpose of the application should be to take the student from studying to obeying, studying to following.
Od stadija proučavanja do stadija sjeđenja.
Now there's a method.
Postoji
to utilize this application process.
Ovaj proces primjene.
Okay, and we're going to actually apply this in a class.
Ovo ćemo
step one, you look at the spiritual knowledge.
Pogledajte now, neko duhovno znanje.
There's two ways to apply
postoje
this.
Dva načina
one
na koji
is
ovo može primijeniti.
When you can pick your own verse when you're giving
to
a class.
Kada izabirete
another
sami
one is when you're stuck with a verse.
Dajete,
just like the other day,
kada
the first day here
lekciju,
at the camp,
drugi,
I was asked
ako,
to give Bhagavatam class.
Ako baš na taj
but
nek,
fortunately,
na taj stih, ja
I was told you pick your own verse.
Iz
so I knew what I wanted to say and I picked
birati,
my own verse.
Pa sam sam izabrao,
that's cheating.
Strofu iz kojeg ću govoriti.
But
to
usually
varanje,
in class,
obično,
you get a specific verse. So anyway,
stih na kojem
however
govoriti,
you arrive at it, there's the knowledge,
ali,
the information,
to,
the raw
znanje,
knowledge. Like the Supreme
znanje.
Personality of Godhead according to the modes of nature acquired by the
rekla,
embodied soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said according to the modes of nature
duša,
acquired by the embodied soul, one's faith can be of three kinds, goodness, passion, or ignorance. Now hear about this. That's spiritual knowledge.
Sada ćemo čuti o tome. To je dakle,
then you explain it.
I onda to objasnite.
The content, what
dakle,
it means.
Sadržaj, što to znači.
What Krishna is saying.
Što Krishna govori.
And we should look around
gledati,
as we're explaining it.
Objašnjavamo.
How? This kako, is very interesting. This question is it's based on a question Arjuna
ovo
asked.
Temelj, ovo pitanje se
if one does not follow the Vedas, Arjuna said,
Arjuna
or asked Krishna,
Arjuna
what is one's faith? Is it goodness, passion, or ignorance?
Vede,
everybody knows this verse in the first verse in the 17th chapter.
Netko,
and then Krishna
odgovor,
answers like this.
Krishna odgovori ovako.
That according to the modes of nature one is in.
Gunama prirode u kojima se
I'm explaining
nalazi,
it. We are in certain modes of nature.
Mi se nalazimo u određenim
in other words,
gunama prirode.
I may be a kshatriya, I'm in the mode of passion.
Možda sam kshatriya, ali sam u guni
strasti. I may be a
shudra,
I'm in the mode of ignorance. I may be a
vaishya
in the mode of mixed passion and ignorance. According to my modes, I develop a certain type of religion.
Ali u skladu sa svojim gunom ja izgrađujem određenu vrstu vjere.
If I'm not following the Vedas. If I'm following the Vedas,
Vede,
then my religion is
onda je moja,
Vedic religion.
Religija,
but if I'm not,
ne,
then I develop a certain type of faith. And Krishna gives the example of what that means. Those in the mode of ignorance
znači?
Worship what?
Oni
does anyone know Bhagavad
Gita?
Ghosts and spirits.
Duhove.
Anyone ever meet someone who worships ghosts
jesu
and spirits?
Li nekoga tko
yeah.
Obožava duhove?
I did.
Ja jesam.
In certain countries that I've preached, you think it's difficult here. I've been in countries where they cut people's heads off
da je teško ovdje, ali ja sam bio u zemljama
and shrink
gdje
them.
Ljudima odrež, gdje
and you can buy them downtown.
I možete ih kupiti.
That's ghosts and spirits.
To se, to je ušavanje duhova.
We've had devotees go to witch conferences.
Imali smo vakte koji su išli na konferencije vještica.
Witches, you know, brooms.
Vještice, smetlama.
And their beads, when the witches came near, the beads
su,
went like that.
A njihove su brojanice se ovako digle kad su im došli blizu.
One witch tried to walk up to a devotee and touch their bead bag and she flew back.
Dotaknuti njegovu brojanicu i onda odletjela u zrak.
Like that. So that's in the mode of ignorance.
Znači, to je guna neznanja.
Or another thing, we had a temple. So I'm using illustrations to make the point. I'm actually showing you how to illustrate the knowledge, too.
Sada
so a lot of the things I'm doing, I'm demonstrating the course as I'm teaching it.
Ja vam
so we had a, we had a temple
kako pouča,
that was surrounded by people from Cuba.
Hram, koji je bio
and they practiced voodoo.
A oni prakticiraju vodu.
And they wanted to get rid of the devotees.
I željeli su se riješiti bhakta.
So what they did is they cut chickens' heads off.
Oni su rezali,
and put the headless chickens all around the temple.
I svuda oko hrama su stavili obezglavljene piliće. I mi smo se uskoro nakon toga odselili.
That's worship of the mode of ignorance.
Znači, to je obožavanje.
And the mode of passion, what do people worship?
Što obožavaju...
Cubans?
Što obožavaju...
What do they worship in the mode of passion?
Ljudi u guni i strasti.
Demons.
Demone.
Like Prabhupada gives the example, some people worship Hitler.
Da je primjer toga kako netko, neki obožavaju
Hitlera. And the mode of goodness, people worship demigods, right?
Ljudi obožavaju
okay, polubogove. So that illustrates, I just explain it. Does everybody understand? You see by people's knowledge. Or body language.
Vidite po govoru tijela.
Like if people
ljudi shvatili, ako...
You know they didn't understand it then. If I see that someone didn't understand it, I'm just going to walk up to them
razumio,
and say, why didn't you understand it?
I don't know.
Okay, that's a good answer. And then we'll explain it again. Okay, so that's the that's the content.
Dakle, to je sadržaj.
So what's the essential principle?
Koji je esencijalni princip?
What's the essential principle? The essential principle of that verse,
princip-
I'm going to do it for you this time. But you have to do it in the future. The essential principle of that verse is whatever your nature is, you develop a type of faith according to that nature. Simple. You should be able to state the essential principle of a verse in one sentence.
U jednoj rečenici trebate reći esenciju stiha.
Whatever type of Maya you're in, you develop a Maya religion according to that Maya.
Različite religiju Maya u skladu sa tom religijom.
That's easy.
To je lako.
So you have to, this you need to understand
trebate
to present it to the audience.
Da biste to mogli predstaviti
because the problem
publici.
With most teachers
problem je
is they present you too many facts
vam,
and you can't remember
činjenica i ničega se ne može.
But you remember that statement. Whatever
ali,
Maya you're in, that's the Maya religion you follow.
Ona Maya u kojoj se nalazite, to je religija koju slijedite.
So I've just taught you that verse, the principle, the essential principle of that verse.
Princip toga,
you can expand on it to convince, which I did. I gave examples, I already did that.
To,
that's the
da
essence.
Uvjerili publiku I želite pronaći suštinu.
And when you examine the verse that you're going to give class on, be convinced there's at least one key principle like that.
Morate biti uvjereni da postoji barem jedan takav ključni princip.
I did it already.
Ja sam to već učinio.
But if you shotgun approach means you present like 10 other principles,
ako,
it just confuses the audience.
Principa,
one principle,
to
one class,
zbuniti,
one principle,
zbuniti publiku,
or
samo
two principles
jedan princip,
at most.
Ili dva najviše.
Very important.
To je jako važno.
Otherwise you're going all
inače
over the place in class. Unless you're telling a story, it doesn't work like that. One
ali
principle, one
tako.
Principle, one
jedan,
principle.
Samo jedan
and
princip.
I'll repeat it again, one principle.
Jedan princip.
You get one principle out of a verse.
Samo jedan
there are many principles.
Stiha, iako možda postoje mnogi.
But did you ever hear someone give
ali
like one principle after another, after another, and after another? You don't get much out of that
principe,
class.
Ali
one
to
principle.
Ta lekcija nije nešto
take
onda.
The time and effort.
Trebamo
meditate on the passage.
Napor,
pray to Krishna. This is what you give in the class.
Moliti se Krishni.
State the principle in clear sentence,
jasnom rečenicom,
short and sweet like I did.
Slatka
whatever
kratka,
type of Maya you're in,
koje god da ste
you get that Maya religion.
Ta će
everybody remembers
Maya
that easy,
vaša
right?
To se lako zapamti, zar ne?
Does anyone have trouble remembering that?
Ima li netko problema
whatever
da to
type
zapamti,
of Maya you're in,
koje
that will be your Maya
Maji,
religion that, you're,
to
that you believe
vaša,
in.
Religija, ono
you can even make a song. Whatever type of Maya you're in, that will be your religion you believe in. You know, something like that to help you even remember if you have
da,
trouble
da
with remembering. Okay? Make sure the principles in line with our siddhanta, and that is. Exactly what Krishna says.
A
I mean, obviously,
ono,
you repeat what Krishna
ono
says, you'll always be encourage the class
rekao?
To think of applications.
I ohrabrite,
in other words,
ohrabrite ih da razmišljaju o primjeni.
Application in this case would mean
primjena
you go to people
treba biti da odemo do ljudi
and you could
i da
see how their belief comes from their modes of nature. Just like, I'll give you an example.
Proizlazi iz gune prirode. Recimo,
you go, let's say you approach someone who is not Krishna conscious.
Nije,
I don't want to give a specific
Krishna.
Religion. All right, let's give it a religion. Let's say you approach
neku,
someone who's a Christian and you ask,
tko je kršćanin I upitate ga,
how can you kill?
Kako možeš ubiti?
You're eating meat.
Ti, kako možeš
and what will they reply?
Meso, a što će oni odgovoriti?
They will say animals
će,
have no souls.
Životinje nemaju dušu.
That's coming from their mind.
To
why?
Uma, zašto?
Because they want to eat the animals.
Zato žele jesti
Prabhupada
životinje.
Said you give the dog a bad name
Prabhupada
and you hang
rekao
him.
Da,
you understand?
Can you repeat this? I'm sorry. Can you repeat this?
Prabhupada said you give the dog a bad name and you hang him. That means because they say, the reason they say animals have no souls is because they want to eat the animal.
Razlog zašto to kaže je taj što žele jesti životinje.
Cannibals also thought
that
some people have no souls.
Da neki ljudi nemaju
duše. That's why they ate them. One of the countries I preach in,
jedna od zemalja o kojima sam propovjedao,
is Fiji.
Fiji.
It's called the Cannibal Islands.
To se zovu se otoci ljudožnera.
Now, it's a very interesting story.
Postoji zanimljiva priča.
Many years ago, the Christian missionaries went to Fiji.
Su otišli na Fiji.
And guess what the natives did?
I pogodite što su urođenici uradili.
They ate them.
Pojeli su ih.
But it's interesting how they ate them.
Ali zanimljivo je kako su ih pojeli.
Because these natives had never seen shoes.
Nisu vidjeli cipele.
So they cooked the whole body with the shoes on it.
Cijelo tijelo zajedno sa cipelama.
And they thought, this is the toughest part of the body to eat, so they had to cook the shoe more than any other part of the body.
Ovo je dio tijela najteže skuhati, pa su morali, pa su cipele kuhali duže nego ostali dio tijela. I od toga su napravili juhu.
So that's religion and the mode of ignorance,
okay? Dakle, to je religija u guni neznanja.
So step three, you personalize, you take the principle and you put it into your own life.
I stavite ga u svoj,
like I've just done. I've given some examples from my own experience.
Date neke primjere iz svojeg
vlastitog iskustva. Express emotion, conviction.
Izrazite emocije, dakle,
picture
uvjerenje.
The principle in action in different circumstances. I've just did that when I gave certain examples, right? As the Fijian people who ate cannibals.
Ja sam upravo to učinio, dao sam primjer.
The Christians who say that animals have no what?
Kršćani govore kako životinje nemaju dušu.
Show how the principle is universally applicable.
Kako je to načelo,
show how that if someone doesn't follow the Vedas, they're just following the modes of nature
kako,
that they're
ako
in.
Netko ne slijedi vede, da u stvari samo slijedi gune prirode.
And show how the principle will help those who apply it. The application, of course, is that we should follow the Vedic literatures so we can transcend the modes of nature. And tell stories, I already did that. And step four, in giving a class, is you persuade people. You must follow the Vedas. If you don't follow the Vedas, you will be under the modes of nature, religion will be under the modes of nature, and you will get karma for that.
Right?
That's exhorting. You tell people what they have to do.
Use
emotion.
Koristite emocije.
Okay. All right. So, who wants to follow the Vedas now?
Tko sada želi slijediti
Everybody's in. You all want to follow the Vedas? Because if you don't follow the Vedas,
jer
what's going to happen?
Ako slijedite Vede, što će se dogoditi?
Maybe. Because Krishna says in the Gita.
Krishna kaže u Giti.
That the modes of nature in constant struggle for control. If you're not following Krishna consciousness, you may think you could stay in the mode of goodness, but that won't happen.
Because
you can be dragged. Many devotees I know have left the movement.
They
thought, you know, I'll just be a vegetarian, I'll be real nice.
Oni su
follow the regular principles.
Samo ću slijediti principe, biti vegetarijanac, ali oni su otišli.
As soon as they take bad association, karanam, guna, sangasya, sadasa, janma, joni, shu, associated with the modes of nature, that's it.
Počeli su se družiti s gunama prirode i to je to, otišli su.
So, anyway, there's different things. The one thing we had there about reading. And then after class,
a nakon seminara,
you can ask everybody,
lekcije, možete svakoga opitati,
how did you do with that principle?
I kako
or the next
ti je,
day you can ask,
sljedeći dan možete pitati,
did you apply it?
Jesi li primijenio to?
I remember I gave one class,
sjećam se kako sam dao jednu
one class
lekciju,
I gave is, how to experience bhava even when you have an artist.
Čak i ako imamo anarte.
That was the title of that class. Interesting,
isn't it? Tako je bio naslovljen.
How to experience bhava.
I'm
not going to give the class now. I'm not going to tell you how to do it.
Neću vam sada reći kako se to radi.
You have to subscribe to my tape ministry.
Morate se prepisati na moje...
No, so let's. I gave that class. I gave all the principles how to experience ecstasy even if you have an artist. And so then after class, I was asking, have you done this?
Pitao sam, jeste li to
one, I tell you, one of the principles was,
jedno
not
načelo
to obsess
je bilo,
on material things.
Da ne,
you're like
da
we
ne,
obsess on things, meditate
da,
on things, contemplate on things.
Materialnim stvarima.
I said, are you still obsessing
uvijek,
on satisfying your tongue or obsessing on this?
Time da, da
so I would evaluate the students
svoj
afterwards.
I onda sam kasnije procjenjivao okay. svoje učenike.
Very important because class does not stop at the end of class.
Zato što predavanje ne prestaje samim
you are teaching for life
predavanja.
Change.
Mi propovjedamo, mi podučavamo za životne
not
promjene.
For class learning.
A ne
there's
za
a
učenje u samom
you are giving a class.
Samom
predavanju. You are preaching to people
mi
so they will change their lives.
Ljudima i oni će promijeniti
not
svoj život.
So they will simply be able to take a test and
ne samo
get their bhakti shastri
certificate. I dobiti neki, neku, neku diplomu
habits.
Iz Bhakti Shastra.
Did you do
Provina
it?
Navika.
If 70% people didn't do it,
teach
učinili. The same class
ako
next 70%
time. Nije učinilo, trebamo
yep.
ponovno,
ask for commitment. Recheck again and again and again.
I trebamo
call
ponovno
on the phone.
I ponovno provjeravati.
Do you still have an artist?
Telefon. Jel još imaš anarte?
Which one?
Koju?
Okay, are you experiencing ecstasy when you chant? Why not?
Imaš iskustva ekstaze kad mantraš, zašto ne?
And this maximizes
još
the technique.
Maksime.
You pray to Krishna, of course,
molimo se Krišni.
For empowerment, so you can help people apply
da
the knowledge.
Upunomoći, tako da možemo pomoći ljudima da primijene
we're just going over what I taught before. Prepare the application in relationship to who the students are.
Na potrebe učenika, studenta.
Plan the whole lesson to contribute to the application.
Cijelu lekciju, tako da, ona doprinosi
so when I'm planning a class,
ja planiram predavanje.
I will first look
kada
at the verse,
planiram predavanje, najprije
get the principle, pick the application, then plan the whole class around it. Very easy, very quick way to plan a class. That's my technique for planning Bhagavatam class.
To je moja tehnika za
if you listen to any of my classes, you'll hear that.
Ako slušate neke od
I look at the verse, what is it saying?
Pogledam taj stih, ono
what
što strogo što govori,
teach people based
što trebam poučavati ljude temeljeno na
then
tom
the
stihu i onda
class is based upon
si čitav,
explaining it
čitavo predavanje
and giving you the application
na tome,
you how to do
it. Toga i na primjeni
okay.
toga.
Application first, structure the information around that. That's what I just said.
A struktura informacije, informacija se strukturira oko toga.
And then you lead your
zatim,
students beyond the general application
same,
to specific steps that they can take.
Primjene do konkretnih koraka.
So general is we have to chant better.
Znači, glavno je da trebamo
okay,
mantrati,
we say we have to chant better. So what specific steps can we take to chant better? Does anyone know?
Korake možemo poduzeti da bismo bolje mantrali.
Sit properly.
Pravilno okay, sjediti. Imaš nešto?
Here?
Slušati
here probably that's part of Chani, hearing Chani. Anything else?
Još nešto.
Find a peaceful place. Wake up early, get more rest
rano
at night.
Se
you know, sometimes we see devotees in the morning program
because
you've all been up real late at night here.
Zato što ovdje
and everyone is doing a
nosedive.
There's nosedive japa.
Glave. To se zove japa
it's like being in an airport. I remember in the old days we had to walk around with a spray bottle, the type we use for spraying Tulsi Devi. Has anyone ever seen that? And just like pick up someone with their
sika.
And spray them in the face. I used to be a temple commander. I used to take people in their sleeping bags and throw them in the shower. We used to be tough in the old days of ISKCON. You've got it easy.
Vama je lako, nama bil, mi smo stvarno
so
bili teško, nama stvarno bilo teško.
Don't
onda.
Complain.
Nemojte se žaliti.
So you have to chant better.
Znači,
what do you want to do?
Mantrati,
you wake up early, you sleep, you get more rest
buditi,
at night.
Bolje se odmoriti
don't
u noći.
Don't eat a lot of sweets before
ne
you take rest.
Ne jesti puno slatkog prije odlaska na počinak.
Or else you won't be able to won't be. Don't eat sweets during japa period either.
Tijekom mantranja isto tako.
You know, things like that. So we got to tell you what to
dakle,
do. And then we illustrate it with shastra,
to,
history, personal experience, and imagination,
povišu,
which I've just done for you.
Maštom i osobnim iskustvom.
Illustrating that one point of that verse, and also about chanting better. Okay? Appropriate style means
tako,
asking for commitment means,
stil,
is everyone here going to do it?
Za obvezivanje,
no?
Onda tražite,
you're all going to try to chant better?
To učiniti? Hoćete
okay.
li svi pokušati
so tomorrow
bolje,
we're going to ask you.
Sutra ćemo vas
how
pitati
your japa went.
Kako vam je bilo,
whether
kako
you
vam
heard
je bila
your
japa?
Japa.
Jeste li čuli svoj
okay.
japu?
That's appropriate style.
Dakle, to je pravilan stil.
Then accountability means we ask you.
Znači, to pitat ćemo
to yourself,
vas.
To peers,
Vi ste odgovorni sebi, svojim vršnjacima, važnim i
some other person. We're going to end after this.
Vama nadređenim osobama.
Time to end the class.
I
the teacher, to
učitelju
Krishna.
I Krishna.
And here's the application message. It's all P's.
Znači, ovo
passage of Shastra,
ovo P,
principle,
dio Shastra,
personalize,
princip,
persuade, and perform.
You're going to get,
there'll be a printout of this after the class.
Ovo ćete dobiti i na u
personalize,
obliku
passage,
nakon,
principle,
nakon
personalize,
predavanja.
Persuade, and perform. Okay? Here's some examples.
Evo je primjera.
And then we'll end class after these examples. And the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majalila, has said you are the Supreme Personality of God in Himself. Therefore, no one can understand your purpose. By your mercy, you are touching me, although this is not sanctioned by the Vedas. This, of course, is... Okay, it's a purport. Sannyasi is strictly forbidden to see the Vishayis, the materialistic people.
But
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his boundless and causeless mercy, could show favor to anyone regardless of birth and position.
We get
three principles out of this. Lord Chaitanya's mercy is not dependent on our material qualifications. Principle 2, Lord Chaitanya's mercy is above the Vedic rituals.
Da je ona iznad vedskih rituala.
Principle 3, we should not associate with materialists except to preach to them, except to elevate them.
Osim da im propovjedamo i da ih uzižemo.
Okay, and this we're going to practice.
A sada ćemo Srimad Bhagavatam.
Because he has achieved his real identity. The perfectly realized soul has no conception of how the material body is moving or acting, just as an intoxicated person cannot understand whether or not he has clothing on his body. And Prabhupada explains in his purport, this stage of life is explained by Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, a person whose mind is completely dovetailed with the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and who engages 100% in the service of the Lord, forgets his material bodily demands. What's the principle? Quick. Anybody have the principle of this? What? Yes, but more than that. What's that?
Ako želimo shvatiti...
That's right, exactly. That if you are perfectly absorbed, there's the principle. If you're absorbed in devotional service, you won't even notice whether you have the body or not. And there's also the application there, too. What's the application? Easy. Yeah, absorb yourself in devotional service. Brahmarpana, there's a verse.
Postoji i stih.
Brahmarpanam brahmahavir brahmagno brahmanohutam brahmatena gantavyam brahmakarma samadino. Does anyone know that verse?
Da li netko zna te stih iz Bhagavad Gita? Morate naučiti i Bhagavad Gita.
Brahmarpanam brahmahavir. If one absorbs themselves, Krishna says exactly the same thing in the Gita.
Krishna kaže totalno istu stvar u
Bhagavad Gita. You should use the Gita and learn the Gita for preaching. Even if you don't know Sanskrit, at least learn the local language Gita. If one is absorbed in devotional service, makes a full contribution to Brahman, Brahmarpanam brahmahavir, it is just like putting ghee in a fire. In the sacrificial
poput,
fire. When one puts ghee in a sacrificial fire, that ghee becomes purified, spiritualized. When you put your mind and body in Krishna's service, it will become purified, spiritualized. And there's an example Prabhupada gave. When the cup is full, there's no room for any ink or anything else
nema
in the cup.
Mjesta
so you fill yourself with service 24
znači,
hours a day and there's no room for my idle...
For my,
what is another thing Prabhupada said? An idle mind is a what?
Devil's
workshop. See how I've illustrated that? One point with many different things.
Znači,
and then you tell everyone to do it.
I onda je svima rekao da to trebaju učiniti.
Look at your life.
Pogledajte u svoj život.
Find out how much time you have free.
You know, I could
go around
vremena.
Here if I was really enthusiastic, I'd ask everybody.
Da sam
how much time did you waste yesterday?
Koliko si vremena potratio jučer?
3 hours wasted. I'm not going to ask you what you did during that time. 3 hours you could have been serving Krishna, the mind was wandering.
Okay.
So tomorrow reduce it to two. Today reduce it to two. Okay.
Ili čak danas.
Okay. So anyway, so there's some more examples here. We don't have time to go over them.
Nećemo ih sada prolaziti.
And there's many, many ways you can look at these verses.
Nove stihove može se gledati na mnogo različitih načina.
That's it. Let's see. I think These things you get. This you can do on your own.
Ovo možete napraviti sami.
Want to write down some of the things. Evaluate how much time you deal with the application when you give a class.
Posvetili primjeni kad
ste demonstrated a long class. Next time someone else gives a class, evaluate his class.
Kada netko daje neku
lekciju,
procijenite.
How much time he deals with the application.
Procijenite koliko vremena je ona posvetila primjeni.
I did a demonstration already.
Već smo napravili neku demonstraciju, to je sljedeći četvrti korak.
We won't have time for any more. If you want to do this homework, find a specific verse and do these steps for the specific verse. The steps that I outlined before. Did you write them down?
Da ste zapisali korake.
What is the first step? Does anyone
remember?
Koji
je prvi korak? Da li se sjeća netko?
What? The verse. The information.
Informacija,
then the second one.
Koji je sljedeći?
The principle.
Princip, načelo.
Next one is what?
Sljedeći
application.
Je primjena.
Then you personalize the application and finally
onda se ta primjena,
you absorb someone.
Personalizira.
You tell someone to do it. Okay. We're going to, like I said, we'll give out handouts to show this.
Daćemo vam
and it would be nice if each and every one of you could make some sort of determination
mogo,
that the next class you give
mogo
that you deal or conscious
da
at least of how much of it is application
da vidite koliko
and increase
toga
the
je
amount of application. Okay.
Vašem,
so any questions or comments? Because we're going to end
that.
We started late.
Kasno smo počeli.
Yeah.
Ako ima neko pitanje.
So, yeah, you can blast them yourself.
Da li možemo sami možemo li
positive affirmations.
Sami procvjetamo?
Yeah.
Da li možemo to raditi sami na sebi? Da, to se zove.
But you want to be careful not to break your hand patting your hand break your arm patting yourself
ali
on the back.
Ali trebamo paziti da ne slomimo si ruku dok se tapšamo po ramenu. Možemo završiti u bolnici.
Like that. Okay, any other questions? Yes.
Ima li još koje pitanje? U vezi afirmacija. U kojem vremenu da izgovaramo te afirmacije? Da li u prošlom vremenu, da li u futuru ili u
it's like imperfect, the imperfect tense. I don't know
znači
if
da bude,
tense. Like, say, I am developing love, present
kažemo,
imperfect.
Ja razvijam, znači
I am
prezentu.
Developing love for Krishna. I am becoming a better devotee.
Bolji bhakta.
Or you are becoming a better
ti
devotee. Postaješ
bolji bhakta.
You can also do in the future
može
sometimes.
Biti
you will become,
futuru,
but then it sounds like you're not doing
postati,
it now.
Ti ćeš ali onda to zvuči kao da to ne činimo sada.
Because you have, see, you have to connect it
trebamo to povezati.
The thing that you've seen that the person has done well.
You're becoming a very good student. Dobro radi. Ti postaješ dobar
not, you
učenik.
Will become a very good student, but now you're an idiot.
Dobar, student, ali sada si
because
idiot.
That's the implication.
Jer to na neki način možemo
you
na
will
taj
be
način
intelligent.
Protumačiti. Ti ćeš biti
but
inteligentna, ali sada si glupa.
You know, you're becoming very
postaješ
intelligent and a good
student.
Postaješ
jako inteligentna. Jako sam ponosan
okay
na tebe.
Any other questions? Yeah.
Ima li još pitanja?
No, low self-esteem is not recommended for devotees.
Ne preporučuje se bhaktama.
That is a mistake.
To
I whoever told you low self-esteem is
good
is wrong, 100% wrong.
Dobro je u krivu, 100% je u krivu.
We often explain humility.
Objašnjavamo
humility
da
does not mean,
poniznosti.
Try to
poniznost
listen to this because it's English. I don't know if you translate it right. Humility does not mean to think less
znači
of yourself.
Misliti manje o sebi.
It means to
već
think
znači
of yourself less.
Misliti o sebi
everybody
manje.
Got that?
Jeste li shvatili to?
Low self-esteem means I am thinking
znači,
of myself 24 hours a day.
Ja mislim na sebe 24
oh, I am so low, I'm lower than the straw
pao,
in the street.
Niži sam od slamke na ulici.
Not even a dog would
čak,
pass through on me. You know, something like that.
Ne bi,
that's low self-esteem. That's very bad. It's
I. Nisko samopoštovanje jako
one
je
time,
loše. To je samo ja.
A devotee said to Prabhupada.
Jednom je bhakta rekao Prabhupadi.
I am the lowest.
Ja sam najniži.
And Prabhupada said, you're not the most anything.
Ti nisi najviše ništa.
That's the worst thing. We always want to be the worst.
Mi uvijek želimo biti najgori ili najbolji.
But we don't want to be inconsequential and significant.
Ne želimo biti beznačajni.
That's very bad.
To je jako loše.
And is that, you understand? We don't want low self-esteem.
Ne želimo nisko samopoštovanje.
I normally say to myself, I mean, these
obično,
are my positive affirmations, you know,
dio
I am Prabhupada's servant.
Afirmacija je, ja sam Prabhupadov sluga.
This is what's going through my mind.
To prolazi kroz moj um.
I am Prabhupada's
ja sam
servant.
Prabhupadin sluga.
I will serve Prabhupada eternally.
Ja ću vječno služiti Prabhupada.
I don't think, you know, I'm just a dog, I'm useless.
Ja sam beskoristan.
Then you have psychological problems.
Onda ćeš imati psiholoških problema.
I'm chanting japa better.
Ja,
I'm going to chant pure
ja
japa.
Ja ću jednog dana mantrati čistu japu.
I love Krishna. I even say to myself,
volim
I
Krishnu.
Love Krishna.
Čak si ponekad kažem, ja volim Krishnu.
Anyway.
Možda ga volim ili ne, ali svejedno to kažem.
You understand? Or I sometimes even say, if I'm alone, I say, Krishna, I love you.
Ili ponekad, Krishna, ja te volim.
I don't send Valentine's cards to Krishna, but...
Ne šaljem mu čestitke za Valentinovo, ali...
But, you know, we say things like that. You know,
možemo
I love
reći
Krishna,
takve stvari. Ja
I'm developing
Krishna,
more love of Krishna, I'm chanting better, I'm going to
Krishnu,
chant better.
Bolje mantram i bolje ću mantrati i to je u redu.
You know, too much low self-esteem
ali
will keep you from serving Krishna.
Ali prenisko samopoštovanje će nas...
Okay. Any other questions? We have to end now since we all have appointments.
Trebamo
there's another seminar coming.
Stati.
Tomorrow we're going to go over the next one, which is called The Law of Retention, How to Remember Things.
Je toga kako se
or how to teach students
kako
to remember things very easily, like
stvari,
I gave you that
jako lako.
Technique.
Kao što sam vam dao onu tehniku.
Isn't it? Remember that technique? What is it? Yes, yes, yes. You understand? Examine, state,
proučavati,
emotion,
izreći očekivanja,
right?
Emocije i tako dalje.
And state again, and then emotion, yeah. Oh, not tomorrow, sorry. The
dakle,
next day, which is Saturday.
Preko sutra
tomorrow
u subotu, sutra
is Ratiyatra Day, and tomorrow, of course, there's initiation. Some devotees are taking initiation tomorrow.
Neki bhakti će primiti inicijaciju u sutra.
So there's no seminar, you have a day
nema
off.
Seminara, imate slobodan
you have a day
dan.
To blossom, everybody.
Imate dan da učinite druge da prosvjetaju.
Okay? Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.